This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Okay. Coldest nigga alive, I'm so cold. You niggas get on my nerves, you're so old. Easy. Yeah. All right. I bait on my whip in the vid like a prick, now I'm carless. Now it's the Uber thing, I still got this regardless. Do what them and they're not them and I'm harmless. I just went to the park with my friends and I charted. I have never been a victim, never been a target. The girls love this shit, yeah, they love it like Barfest. Hashtag Mercury, the label, I'm coming like darkest. I was on the roads when gigs made talking the hardest. Look, Rubai done him on sight. One time check tube on him on sight. Niggas ain't brave, I can see it in your face. Let me tell you about the days I was running on the hype line. Who are you? Where you been? Where you snowland? Where you stack? Where you strap? Where you crow line? Big pump, don't stump when it's showtime. Kinda funny how I didn't need a cosign. Shut your mouth, you ain't squeezing. Pussy boy, I just leave him. I've been cold the whole season. I shook on my neck so I'm freezing. Touch the mic, they just wheel him. You man, I got too much feelings. Late night, I'm at kneesing. Feel it all fish and I'm breezing. Ain't drop nothing for a minute, I'm fine. Roll to the roof, then I bill it with rhymes. Now a couple OGs that are living off crime. But a young black boy made a milli off crime. So tell Bob Strunson, suck your mum,
we don't care, bro.
And tell them riot feds, oi, bust your gun, you won't dare,
bro.
All my young black kings rise up, man, this is our year. And my young black queens right there. It's been a long time coming, I swear. If you don't turn this up, it's no fun. You ain't heard of us, you're so dumb. Can't be scared to push your youth. You can have your burner tucked, I won't run. You can have all the hype, I won't dust. You can send all you like, you won't bust. Man, can't bluff me out, I call bluffs. Them boys get fucked about, then call us. Cracky,
hey.
Oh my god, this Big Mikey,
hey.
Cut the whip, it's so pricey,
hey.
I should call my next one icy.
Cold.
Touch the mic, I get lively,
hey.
Don't draw me out, I ask nicely,
right.
Do the road and do wifey,
right.
I wonder why they don't like me. Cold. Right now everything's cold, it's a cold, cold summer. Yeah, cold. Everything's cold. Hashtag Mikey 20. I've been cold the whole season. I call my neck so I'm freezing. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my neck so I'm freezing. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my neck so I'm freezing. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my neck so I'm easy.
Stormzy, cold, kicking off the show there.
Cold.
You just ruined that. I'm Harriet Rose. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. I'm joined by the one and only...
me, Tom Norris.
Welcome back, Tom Norris.
How are you?
You can say welcome back to me as well if you like.
Welcome back, Harriet. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday indeed.
What a Thursday it is.
What a day. Today we have another jam-packed show of juicy, juicy goodness. We've got Alex Trenchard in, the founder and festival director of Stand and Calling.
Yep.
We've got some exciting news to give you on that. Lots of new updates on the lineup, et cetera, so we're really looking forward to that. Strong Asian Mothers are coming into the studio to promote Stand and Calling because they'll be playing at it as well.
And we're going to be talking to Tom Parker from The Wanted about his exciting new role on the West End.
Yes, Grease the musical. Are you fangirling about him?
I really like Grease.
Do you?
Yeah, see, I actually do like a musical, me.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And Grease, to the core.
I like it. I used to love it at school discos.
Yeah?
Yeah, and thinking about school discos as well, we've got mine and you going head-to-head again.
Yes.
It's a very school disco-y kind of theme. Disky. School disky theme.
I'm going to the school disky.
And a panda pop and a school disky.
Ooh, you sounded a bit like Stormzy then. And a panda pop and school disky.
Ooh.
Panda pop and school disky.
Maybe a nip of whiskey.
Yeah, ooh. Just call him Stormzy, take two.
Round the back of the sheds getting frisky.
Okay, no, too
but
much.
Yeah.
No. You're too. You shouldn't try and be better than Stormzy. You should just try and be...
I went a bit blue.
Yeah.
But we're not going blue. We're going Steps.
Steps versus Venga Boys.
Your Steps. I'm Venga Boy.
Now, the reason we're doing this, you'll find out more in Music News and Reviews.
Music News and Reviews.
Which will be a little bit later on in the show. But Steps are going on tour, just to give you a little preview. And Venga Boys are going to be supporting them. So I thought it would be a ruddy good idea for us to pick a Steps song, me, and a Venga Boys song for Tom.
I feel like you've done some market research already on this.
I have. I put a Facebook status up,
yeah,
and asked all my friends, close personal friends, what they thought. And the result was Deeper Shade of Blue by Steps.
That's quite a, is that quite a ballady one?
Not at all.
Oh, I'm not very up.
Oh, I'm a deeper shade of blue.
Was that like a, because mainly they did covers. Is that original by, is that original Steps?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's why I picked it, because the other ones that were well, high rated were covers. So I thought, I'm going to go original Steps. Tell us, please, what original Venga Boys song Tom has chosen. You guys aren't going to guess, because it's a really obscure one.
See, you went, you did market research, you saw what people liked. Oh, the B-sides, remember the Steps B-sides? And I've just gone, going to Ibiza.
Good job, B.
Because, you know.
That was an ironic good job,
I don't think it was, she meant that.
She
and
didn't.
I thought, if it's not broke, why fix it?
Agreed. I think you've made a boring yet useful choice.
Yeah. Well, you.
The thing is, no, you asked for Venga Boys, so let's not make it out that I said Steps.
I asked out of the choice of Steps or Venga Boys. I chose Venga Boys. I didn't go, you know what, Harriet, this week, I really want to do Venga Boys.
I already said that it was my idea.
Okay, well, I feel like you're trying
God,
to.
God, Jesus, your masculinity isn't in
sort I just said I like musicals. I'm comfortable with everything.
No, what I'm saying is, you, I think, had a harder choice because Steps have got more of a back catalogue than Venga Boys.
They do, to be fair.
But I still wouldn't have chosen going to Ibiza because I'm not a bore.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let me hear you say a wee.
That's not.
I know. I was just, you know, going with the throw. Anywho, we're also running a competition today for the fantastic Mighty Hoopla Festival, who have had a very exciting headliner announced years and years are going to be headlining the Mighty Hoopla Festival. I believe a European, sorry, an English, England, UK exclusive.
Well,
of years and years performing.
We've been running the competition over on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of retweets.
Yeah, so it's been the game was you retweet
remix.
The tweet, remix, retweet the tweet and follow FUBAR in with a chance to win. So we're giving away 3 pairs of tickets live on today's show. To enter, all you had to do was follow FUBAR and retweet the image. Guys, you must keep locked into FUBAR Radio for that kind of stuff, because we're giving away such incredible stuff. Jessica's listening. Oh, wow. In Mexico. Listening to you from Mexico. I love Tom Parker with all my heart. Hashtag Greece UK tour. Thank you so much, Jessica. We really appreciate that. We love Greece as well, and we love Tom Parker.
And we love Mexico.
Yes. So we love all of them, and we're very excited to have you listening on the show. So thank you. Should we play a bit of music, Tom?
Oh, yes, please.
Go on then, you can say it for this being such a good boy this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's got punctuation in the name. Portugal, the man, Feel It Still.
Wow, that was good.
Feel It Still.
To keep my hands on myself. Six,
crazy, eh?
Whoa, what's happening? There's some kind of crowd scene happening.
Yeah, we do that in Portugal.
Guys, just to give you a real insight on what's happening in the studio, Tom's being really creepy and rubbing what looks like Vaseline into his arm.
It's not Vaseline, it's cream for stretch marks, and it's actually because I've got fresh new ink, and
yeah, it's very cool, his new ink as well. You should go to his Instagram, at Nozza89, and check it out.
Thank you.
Also, follow him. Or don't, because it's rubbish.
Follow me around.
Follow him around. We've got another tweet, at AnnieTW25, waiting patiently for Tom Parker on FUBAR Radio. I am Harriet Rose, a big hug from Mexico. Thank you very much.
He's very big in Mexico.
Yeah.
Not just Mexico.
Also, how much do you want to go to Mexico? I really want to go to Mexico.
I do. It's on the list. It's on the bloody list!
Now it smells like your Vaseline in here, so I'm a bit creeped out. Anyway, we have now got the Twitter competition live. All you have to do is go on at FUBAR Radio and tweet for either...
Yeah, I'm a deeper shade of blue.
Oh, lovely. Deeper Shade of Blue, Steps, which is my choice, or Tom's choice.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to Ibiza.
Say both bangers.
Yeah.
So I think a fantastic way to end the show either way, but it's head to head, Venga Boys versus Steps.
To be fair, that is a quite the Steps.
It's quite an equal. Yeah. It's quite an equal.
I think either way would win, but I'm keeping the score in my head, so I do want to win.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I want to win, and if I don't win, I'll be upset. But you know, I'm trying to be nice about it to start off with. Okay, so that's right. It's
yeah. Deeper shade of blue.
Or
we're going to Ibiza.
That is your hashtag Lost Request on FUBAR Radio. So tweet us at FUBAR Radio. No, don't tweet us. Go on FUBAR Radio. You will see the poll.
Yeah.
And you can vote either one.
Ibiza or blue.
Ibiza.
Or
shade of blue.
Shade of blue.
Steps versus Venga Boys. Now we're about to get Alex Trenchard in, founder and festival director of Stand and Calling. We're very excited to be chatting to him about the new lineup changes. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And we're going to play a bit more music. This one is a brand new one from Mabel, who we've played a bit on the show before you joined, Tom.
BT.
What's BT?
Before Tom.
So
Before Christ.
What about TBT? Because that'd be funny.
What's that then?
Oh, do you know, it's just a funny play on Throwback Thursday. Anyway, good one from me. This is Mabel, brand new one, Finders Keepers featuring Kojo Funds.
Put your arms all around it. adventure right here, right now. They say it's all chemical. Boy, why you living in fear? You don't live around here. Let's make use of the time then. No, I don't mind if you take me home. Didn't come here to leave on my own. Let's make use of the time then.
This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Jeff Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
Talking of Stand and Calling, what a clever placement that was.
Segue.
Alex Trenchard, founder and festival director of Stand and Calling, joins us once again. How are you, Alex?
I'm good, Harriet. How are you?
I'm really good because I'm very excited to have you back.
I'm very pleased to be back.
We've got lots of fun stuff to talk about today because, wow, you were able to announce, because we sort of might have had a clue who the person was before, but the World Wide Web did not know that you're... final headliner has been announced.
So yeah, last week we announced Grace Jones.
Woo!
Which we are super excited about.
Not as excited as me. So excited. She's a proper powerhouse. She's everything. The performance, the song, she's got everything to... I mean, now, with Orbital, Clean Bandit and Grace Jones, you've sort of covered every base with the three headliners, haven't you?
Yeah, that's the biggest lineup we've ever had. We've got all... the forms of music that we could possibly have.
Yeah, in three headliners, you've managed to sort of make sure that every single person in the world will want to come to this festival.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to book a lineup that everyone, you know, as many people as possible will come to and enjoy. And not, Stan has always been kind of inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her vibe because she always, in interviews and stuff, she kind of takes no prisoners, especially... I wouldn't label her as a feminist because I'm not sure what she said on that subject herself, but she really doesn't take anybody's opinion over her own. She's sort of like, this is my feelings and I'm not going to make you force me to feel another way. And that makes her such a more powerful artist, I think.
Yeah, I just think it's the perfect, she's going to be the perfect act to close a festival. She's going to get to the festival on the Sunday. I think we're going to have to put her up in the manor house.
Yeah, boy.
Rather than, I don't think we can quite put her up in a cabin.
She needs a manor house.
She's very unpredictable as well, which I guess is, there's that little bit of fire, you don't know exactly what's going to happen,
Well, yeah, I mean, I was just reading an article on my way here about how she once, I think she was, do you remember Dolph Lundgren, who was in Rocky?
Yeah.
And I think they had like a 3-year relationship, and she once kidnapped him with a pistol. So, you know, anything can happen.
I think that sounds like a fun... I mean, you know, she was a Bond girl as well. She was a Bond... Well, kind of a Bond villain, wasn't she?
She was...
What did she...
She was in View to a Kill, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was a Bond villain. But
I still like want to call her a Bond girl as well. You know, like a Bond girl. She's kind of a Bond girl, but she was a villain, which I love.
Bond femme fatale.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't. Bond doesn't do those so well anymore, does it?
No. You know, the evil women.
Yeah, exactly.
We need Grace Jones back.
You were saying that every year it's getting bigger and bigger. Is like, when do you start planning for this kind of thing? Is this kind of thing you already are thinking of next year? Like.
Yeah, I actually today I sent an email to about an act for next year's. We're talking about this year's Sunday headliner, but I sent an email today about next year's Sunday headliner.
That's crazy.
Which is it's exciting. I think Grace Jones is better though, but I do have an idea for next year.
Ooh.
Already.
I think Grace Jones brings that element of. I don't think there's anyone of any age that wouldn't go to that show and enjoy every single thing.
Yeah,
about it.
Exactly. You kind of want to end the festival bringing everyone together in one place. So you sort of, people get there, they can go, you know, go crazy, relax, do whatever. But the last act has to be someone that brings them, everyone together. And I think that's what Grace Jones is. You know, whether you're, you know, whether you're 20 or whether you're 60. She's got something for everyone.
Do you actually get time to enjoy the acts, or are you too busy stressing out, running around, doing things during the festival?
I tend to stress out, run around Friday, Saturday, and then maybe about 7-8 o'clock, then I start to kind of relax a bit. And Graham, who does my production, is quite understanding of that and has been for a number of years. It's kind of expected. I turn my radio off. Actually, normally I lose my radio. But,
like lose it in inverted commas.
But that's why on the Sunday... It's Grace Jones headlines, but she's supported by editors. And then we've got underneath editors, we've got Gary Newman, who Grace Jones has covered one of his songs. I've forgotten which one it's called. So I'm trying to persuade them that Gary Newman could come on stage with Grace. But
that would be sick.
Yeah.
A little bit of cross-pollination in the acts. I love that. I think that's one of the most exciting things as well, when you don't know. Because I think Grace Jones is definitely the act that's going to do something like that. If something like that's going to happen... She's going to do it. Is it a relief to get to have all of them out now?
It is. Yeah, it's a relief. It's been. It's because it's been so well received.
Yeah.
And it is a. It is a. We've got a lot more bigger acts than we've ever had before. And, people always say, you know, the thing about music festivals is line up, line up, line up. And I think we've realised that because our tickets are flying out the door like we've never had. I can't quite believe it. But this lineup's really. It's been really, really well received.
I also think that it's something that happens with festivals, as you know, being the founder. It doesn't happen in the first, you know, couple of years. The first couple of years are the stress and the strain, and then
first 10 years.
Yeah, and then it starts to finally sort of. I mean, not that the festival isn't fun, but for you maybe not so fun until it gets a little bit further down the line. It becomes easier to. Navigate and be able to actually run it.
Yeah, and you over that time you build up a team. You know, you build up the people you do it with, which is why I can lose my radio on the Sunday night. I do rely on, you know, countless people who make it what it is.
So Fubar Radio are going to be coming down. Are you saying that Sunday night is the night that we rave, Alex?
I am saying that. Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So I will put that in my diary, just to make it really, really geeky. I'll put that rave inside my diary, and make sure we're around to enjoy that with you, because I'm sure it's going to be an exciting, exciting night. We're really excited. I'm just looking at the lineup again. We've got Idris Elba as well DJing.
That's so exciting. It went mental when we announced it.
I was going to say, he's... I don't know if you know, but actually I've done a video about him. Did I tell you this?
No.
I was campaigning for him to be the next James Bond.
Oh, really?
So it was my top 10 reasons why I wanted James Bond.
I think I supported your campaign. What were the top reasons?
There's loads of reasons, but one of them is that he was in Luther, which is like one of the best shows ever. And he just the reasons were sort of, they weren't like factual specific things. They were more just how much I love him. And also when you watched the shows that he does, he is James Bond. He's like a little bit naughty, a little bit nasty, and also a heartthrob and great and muscular, which I think is key for
he
James
ticks
Bond.
All the boxes, doesn't he? Yeah. I think we're gonna have to order extra security for his set on the Friday night.
Especially if I'm there, you definitely will. I will need a bodyguard to stop me getting anywhere near him. I'm very excited for that. Also, you've got Strong Asian Mothers who are about to be coming in on the show in a minute.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, yeah, we tried to get them last year and the dates didn't work out, but I'm really excited that they're coming to play on our Laundry Meadows stage.
And they are really cool live. They're like a very different, very different style of band. And they just covered that On Vogue song we were just talking about, which is absolutely,
Don't Let Go.
Yeah, which is a huge, huge banger. I'm very excited to see those guys live. You've got Fubar Radio's very own Doc Brown.
I think that was because of you guys that we've got him on. I'm really, really excited about that.
Well, you're welcome. I don't know how that happened, but I'm going to take that as my own doing. I worked on that really hard. No, we're really excited, and we're going to have some news in the next couple of weeks about the comedy stage as well, because Fubar Radio are going to be going down, and we're an official partner of the comedy stage. So we're going to be covering and getting loads of interviews with loads of people. I'm definitely going to try and get Idris Elba to talk to me. Even just casually say hi to me, I would be happy with that.
I love a comedy stage at a festival, because it's like you go around and you get all sweaty, you're like, oh, I just want to sit down and like just light relief.
Speak for yourself, I don't get sweaty at festivals.
Okay, well, I get sweaty.
Our comedy stage on the lawn of the manor house. So
yes.
It's kind of relaxing. You get away from all the noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Let the hangover out. And on the Sunday, there's a Sunday lunch on the lawn. You can book. It's not on sale yet.
Don't mind if I do.
Your Sunday is shaping up nicely, isn't
it? Basically I'm mentally having the best weekend of my life already. You guys can get tickets, by the way, www.standandcalling.com. I would highly advise you go and get them soon, because as Alex was saying to me a minute ago, the tickets are selling like hotcakes. 27th to the 30th of July. If you don't get them quick, you're going to miss out. And you've got Faithless, DJ Sets from Faithless, Jax Jones, Joe Goddard of Hot Chip, LCD, Maxi Sound System, Edward Adu, like loads. There's just too much going on. I can't even... James Acaster's on the comedy stage. We talked about that last time, didn't we?
Ooh, yeah.
There's just too much going on. I can't... I get so excited at this time of year because it's festival time. And Stand and Calling, it's going to be the first time at Stand and Calling. Do you have any advice for me?
Don't just come on the Sunday.
Oh, no.
Make sure you're there for Idris. It's Friday.
I'm telling you, I'm coming Thursday morning and not leaving till like the following 2 weeks after.
Bring your swimwear, the swimming pool, so you can...
In there like swimwear, Alex. I'm ready for it.
We're thinking of launching our own swimwear line, actually. A little Stand and Calling merch for the pool.
Well, if you need a not model, then Tom is available.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Excellent. You won't be rubbing that oil in by then,
well,
Tom.
Well, it's the stretch marks. I'm getting preparing myself.
Fingers crossed he will have shaped up by then and stopped rubbing himself with Vaseline live on the radio. What are you saying? Okay, then. Oh, by the way, that Gary Newman cover was Me, I Disconnect From You.
That's it.
That's the one. I'm going to be there with you, Alex, I hope, holding hands and waving like this for that song.
At the front, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming to have another chat with us.
Thank you.
Will you keep coming back? Because I just like talking to about this festival to you.
I love coming here.
Okay, great. I really like it because you weren't here the last time. Alex obviously came in and we just had such a fun time. And then we're going to be doing the festival. Everybody at Fubar Radio.
Pumped.
Buzzing. We can't stop talking about it.
Brilliant.
We're going to be playing Kate Tempest next, who is another one of the performers. She's incredible, by the way. Have you seen her live?
Not for a couple of years.
Yeah. She is going to be... She's a perfect festival performer as well, don't you think?
Absolutely. She used to have a band called Sound of Rum about 5-6 years ago, and she played as that. And then she didn't come back for years. I don't quite know why. I think she fell out with someone who worked with me.
Oops.
And now she's finally coming back, so we're super excited.
Which is great.
She'll play the Friday.
Which I'm going to be there for, because I'm going to be there from Thursday. And you guys better get there. Remember, www.standandcalling.com. Stay tuned on Fubar Radio for more updates on Stand and Calling. We're very excited. Thank you to Alex for coming in to have a chat with
us. Cheers, Alex.
Let's have a little listen to Kate Tempest. This is Ketamine for Breakfast.
Ooh, yum.
Now look here, in the house opposite. Black gatepost with a concrete frog squatting on top of it. Through the hallway. Ancient wallpaper... Nicotine gold, up the stairs, rickety, loaded with history. Here, in the top flat, flowers on the windowsill, little breeze fluttering the petals as they stare out at the city streets. Gemma is awake. What woke her? Open eyes, street lights float slowly through broken blinds. She watches as the light plays across the tattered carpet. And she holds herself tight in the room's half darkness. It's cold. She wedges her hands underneath her armpits. It's 4:18 and Gemma's thinking.
Before I was an adult, I was a little wreck, peddling whatever I could get my grubby mitts on. Ketamine for breakfast, bad girls for drinking with. I gave them puppy dog eyes for the acid on their fingertips. Heads in the basement, lips without faces, getting feisty. Half-baked in the bakery, eating pastries, desperate for a body who could save me. But I never really wanted what they gave me. Always wanted something else, sweating in the dole queue, spitting like a villain in the pantomime. Old shoes, bad teeth, drinking in the rain with my ghost, sitting in the back of the class, comatose. Villains on my back in the dark, hold me close, but you never held. I did some things I swore I'd never tell. That night you tried to kill me, run me down with your car in the snow. I didn't realize how far you would go. Every day I live, lives in the day I wake up in. My dreams are all screaming of fuck, but I'm fine now. Something remains, it's still pulling me. Yeah, my future is bright, but my past trying to ruin me.
Tried to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more.
Some things when I was young that made me who I would become. I feel them with me every day, cause if you try and run away, they run beside you pace for pace, trip you up and drag your face through the mud of every waste, the chance in every bitter taste. Heart is sprayed up with the names of all my friends who lost their way. Doesn't change, it all remains. It takes my strength and gives me shame. All I want is someone great to make me everything I ain't. But the only ones for me are the ones that shouldn't be. Even though I'm doing good, I'm working hard, my work is strong. Might be fun just for a while to go back where my hurt is from. Rinse myself through emptiness and push my body close to anybody who can recognize the presence of my ghost.
Tried to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more. Tried to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more.
Because it's not very often we get someone that has worked so closely with the one and only Michael Jackson.
This is very true. And here we have Matt Fidesz.
Now, tell me, what was he actually like?
He used to say to us we had to work with him to make his life the biggest mystery on earth. The first thing we do when we get to any city, sit down and have a meeting on how he could be front page. Sometimes it would just take a little bit of allergy tape on his nose and they say his nose was falling off. Or...
What? So he'd set up things himself to get on the front pages of the paper? Seriously?
Every Thursday,
access all areas
from 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Well, if your mother was Zelda or Daisy, I guess not.
Guys.
Harmony.
Guys, you can guess that's not Tom in the studio. Strong Asian Mothers join us very much live right now.
Very much live.
Real live.
Real live.
Umma and Josh, how's it going?
Absolutely fine. Thank
it's going...
Asking.
Absolutely fine.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Mediocre.
Somewhere between ecstatic and downright depressed.
Okay, so...
Exactly in the middle of those two.
Right. Could be good, could be bad.
Could be. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Could be anything.
Can I... stream this live?
Please do. We love to be social media savvy in the studio.
I've never done this before in my life.
Okay, we're going Facebook live, we're going Instagram live, we're going Twitter live.
Fubba live.
Ooh. Oh, Fubba live.
Fubba live.
I've never been Facebook live.
You're about to be a fam.
I'm excited.
I'm pumped.
Okay,
I'm
hold excited. On. Describe your live video. Radio.
Radio
Fubar. Fubar.
I wanted to talk quickly before we talk about your new EP, about your other EP, Links Africa. Hi Facebook. Hi Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening.
Yeah, really Mark Zuckerberg's my friend on Facebook.
Really
there's
great.
My hand.
Jay Diller.
Let's go.
No one really.
Tom. There I am.
There he is.
There
the
you go. Visual.
All right.
Your debut EP, Links Africa.
Uh-huh.
Links Africa.
Yeah.
I just wanted to double check. It's obviously garnered a lot of attention. Fans, including Clash Mag and Pigeons and Planes, who were one of my favourite online music
Piggyons and planes.
I know it's actually not because I'm friends with pigeons. They told me that it wasn't.
I'm friends with planes.
Oh, so we've covered all bases there. And Hugh Stevens was giving it a lot of love. But really, what I actually wanted to know about Links Africa is it your favourite Links smell? Because it's definitely mine and Alan Partridge's.
100%.
Exactly. Exactly, yes.
It's not so much my favourite smell, but it's...
No, it's my favourite Link smell though, isn't it?
It's my favourite Link smell. But also, back in the David, when we used to use Links at school, there wasn't chocolate. No. There wasn't like Athena and Links air conditioning.
True.
It was just like Links and Links Africa and like Sure for Women.
Brute.
Yeah, Brute. And Old Spice.
Oh, yeah,
before it was cool.
And Old Spice only became cool because of adverts.
The advert.
It still smells quite bad.
Still smells pretty
musky.
Like Old Spice. It was just the smell of our generation.
I think, why not? As a woman, I want to smell like Links Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
why
as a man, I don't always want to smell like Links Africa.
Proxy, I always maybe. Do. I grew up on Alan Partridge.
I still use it.
Do you?
Yeah, it's every morning.
Is it good actually for deodorising?
I'm a brown man, so I have a few more pores than most of you white people here. I tend to perspire a little bit more.
It's not good for deodorising, but it's such a pungent smell.
You can cover anything.
You could put it in your toilet and it would smell good.
Disclaimer, I use it as an antiperspirant, not a deodorant.
I don't actually sweat, so...
What?
Yeah. I used to think, so I used to work in a shop, Zara. You wear a suit, you sweat a lot.
Yeah.
I used this thing called dry claw, which kills your sweat glands.
That's healthy.
And they regenerate after a while, but completely
after
stops...
After a few hundred years, they regenerate.
Just stop sweating.
Do you?
Yeah, completely.
Wow.
I might get that for gigs.
But where does the sweat go?
I don't know.
Where does it go?
It's very
just
bad for you.
I get that quite sweaty at gigs as well.
Yeah.
And when you're on stage?
Yeah, and I hate that. And if I
Do you have a towel?
No, I should.
We need
to
invest in some fans. That's what we need, some powerful fans.
Oh, yeah. Not music fans, though. We've got loads of them.
No, just go to Primark and get a couple of pink towels.
That's true. It's always the last thing on our list. It's like keyboard, USB cable,
trumpet player,
drums. And then you go and say, you're like, oh, fuck, towel.
Yeah.
But I figured if we just jump in a big vat of water and come out really wet to begin with, you can't go wetter.
I would say wet t-shirt competition from the start would be ideal anyway.
That's a really good idea.
Wet t-shirt competition.
We've been looking for that extra je ne sais quoi for our next headline show.
So here
she is. Last time we had a rapper. Before that we had a choir. Maybe this time we could have a wet t-shirt competition.
I can be the compere if you like. If you'd like, boys.
Can you do me your best compere?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Sponsored by Link Africa.
not even. We thought we'd get a sponsorship like that. Nothing.
Not a dicky bird.
No, we were like, tweeting at Link. And we were like,
no, seriously, let's do this. FUBAR Radio, let's tweet at Link. What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah.
Yes, emphasise the fuck.
You can say fuck. It's not just me that's allowed to say it.
Emphasize.
Imagine if I was like, oh my god, I can't believe you swore. I'm allowed to swear on the
do
show.
Do as I say, not as I do.
The uncensorship exists just there.
Yeah, it is. It's only other people that speak. I've taken out an injunction that I can speak with swears. Is that the right word? Is an injunction?
Injunction, yeah, that'll do.
It works.
It'll do.
Yeah, fuck it.
Tell me now, we were just talking, I don't know if you were listening, I think you were next door, about the En Vogue cover, Don't Let Go, which I absolutely... heart emoji.
Despise.
I double hearted it and I liked it and I did the laughing emoji also. I liked it 3 times on Facebook. Nice. No, I absolutely love it. I also really like the video. I wanted to talk it through with you.
Yeah.
Firstly, let's talk about what inspired this cover.
Love. Unrequited love. It's possibly the greatest song about unreturned love. Isn't it?
That's just the same, right?
Unrequited is the same.
That's what I meant.
But I like unreturned is almost more gritty.
Yeah.
Unreturned.
I forgot the receipt.
My love was unreturned.
I DJ quite a lot. When I DJ, I always end with with that.
Slow jam.
Regardless of the situation or the stage or the music I'm playing, I always end with Don't Let Go. Ooh. Just means everyone can hug at the end.
Yeah. Or slow dance.
Or cry.
Yeah, or cry alone.
Weeping on the floor alone in the middle of the dance floor.
I never had a slow dance.
Ever in life?
No, like primary school, even like this, this goes, people would slow dance. I asked the kid joking around with a chair, thinking, oh, I'm funny. But just no slow dance.
I've never had a slow jam either.
Oh.
Maybe we could have a slow jam later.
I think that would be...
Wet T-shirts and slow jams.
Wet T-shirts and slow jams.
To Don't Let Go, perhaps.
Could that be the name of your next EP, Wet T-shirts and Slow Jams?
I think so.
That's a really good idea.
That's great branding for some sort of T-shirt as well.
Yes.
We're just us in the middle doing that.
Gun signs. I couldn't think of the word for signs then.
Gun symbol.
Gun
symbol made of hand.
Gun hands.
Gun semiotics.
Josh, I need to know why your birthday cake was so small in the video.
Well,
because his penis is big. Sorry.
I mean, that much is obvious.
Yeah, I mean, took the words out of his mouth, his own mouth. No, you'd have to ask the others. You know, I turned up on the day and I was. It always happens to me. This kind of thing always happens to me. These guys get the best outfits. They get the best everything. And I turned up and they were like, we've all got cake. I was really excited. And they unpacked their cakes and they all just had these big chocolate, yummy looking. And then they unpacked mine and it was cupcake.
It's because we bought them, innit?
Well, I think that's fair enough. If you'd bought your own cake, you
would. So you'd have to ask them. I don't know. I would love to know as well. Why do I have a small cake on my?
For humorous purposes.
I really liked it, if I'm honest.
We're talking about it, aren't we? If you'd had a normal size cake, would you have asked that question?
True.
No.
And here we go. Journalism.
Hashtag film director.
Third eye.
Hashtag making music mean something.
Behind the scenes.
I thought I love your videos because you always. We were just discussing earlier. You guys always look quite glum.
Yeah, glum face.
We just did a pretty sick glum face in there.
You smashed it.
Did. Talk me through because I mean I can do a pout and I can smile. I'm not sure I'm so good at the glum face. How did you learn to be so good at looking so sad?
It does take practice. I'm still learning. Amar and Kalima are exceptional. Really good at glum facing. I'm still learning. You have to relax all of the muscles in your face.
Yeah.
It's like
Amar, you are really good at it.
Thanks.
Because I turned
That's
around
just
and
my
I was
resting
like,
face.
I was trying to look at you to get
You can't see because I have a face for radio. I'm fucking glum right now.
The banter is this level, which you also can't see.
It's because so it started about 3 years ago. everyone was on Christmas holidays just doing their thing, and then Cushy, the other third of our band, just uploaded a Facebook album called Shit Is Kicking Off at the Graham Patel's This Christmas, and it's just like seven photos of him and his family in like a variety of hilarious positions. Like at one point they were just carving the turkey, and he'd made them all do it, his mum, his dad, his brother, and they were just there carving turkeys. At one point they'd gone for a walk in like Highbury, and his brother was in a trolley and his mum was pushing it, and they were just staring at the camera, and it was born. And then we just sort of hashtagged it, stamped it, we put it on a box, we put it on a lunchbox, and then we
never looked back. We never looked back.
Yeah, never.
I'd like to get that lunchbox.
Yeah, glum box.
Wake face.
Oh yeah, we should.
Although yeah, I was thinking that I mean sorry to interrupt you, Josh, of course it's a democracy and you should have your say. No, but while we're on that point, I was thinking Glumface had its day, and that maybe we should try a new one. And I've been experimenting with Creepface, which is like turning around, just sort of like.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Just over the shoulder creep.
Over the shoulder, yeah, which I did in Rome. I went to Rome on holiday and I stood in front of lots of famous big bits of architecture and just stood there doing this.
I think what you've done there is up the sassy level by like sort of 82 to 84%, which I like.
Good amount of percentage. Yeah.
I think so. I think it's specific and useful. Yeah. These percentages.
Useful facts.
You've probably asked this. You've probably been asked this question a few times.
Are you okay?
The name Strong Asian Mothers. I saw your Women's Day post as well about your mums, which was the cutest thing I've ever seen, by the way.
We love our mums.
Well, that's key.
Yeah.
Talk me through the name. How did you come up with that name?
Well, shouts out my girlfriend, Silky. She came up with it.
She's a dream.
She's a dream. She's a dreamboat.
Yeah, she's not real. She's not real.
She's Amma
doesn't have
person.
A girl.
Yeah, okay. I made her up. But,
she sounds nice if she was real.
She's good to put things on like that, because otherwise it's all about me. So Cushy and I initially set this thing up as a side project, to not be stressed out about and just like have to jump around on stage, and we couldn't think of anything. And at that time it was just lots of backing tracks, and then me and him with two keyboards were at a party just like that, and it was a bit silly, and we couldn't think of a name. And then Suki said, well, we both got Strong Asian Mums, just call it that. It was born.
Well, I absolutely love it, and I also love your mums, so thanks for.
And then Josh joined the band pretty much immediately and brought his super funky bad manness to it. And Josh's mum did all the artwork for our first two releases.
That's very cool.
Awesome. So that crazy graffiti thing is Josh's mum. And it's like a mixture of British graffiti and Islamic patterns.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate Asian crossover. British Asian
she
crossover.
Just happened to be doing that stuff anyway, by the way. We didn't ask her to.
That's just her. That's what she does. She's an amazing artist.
It was meant to be.
Also useful money-saving thing, because she's your mum.
Are you mad? My mum charges a lot. We had to pay through the teeth for that
she's
a real money grabber, my mum.
We just had Alex in, the founder of Stand and Calling. We were chatting about you guys.
Shout out Alex.
Were your ears burning? Because we are Fubar Radio heading down Stand and Calling, because we are an official partner. Don't mind if we do. We're really excited to see you guys live. I wanted to know what you're going to be bringing to Stand and Calling.
Keyboards,
a drum
physically
drum kit.
And our also set. Mentally.
Mentally,
our
consciousness,
our synapse firing ability,
consciousness,
our motor neuron
thoughts,
potential ability to sort of
anxiety, probably.
Probably some anxiety.
Stage anxiety,
general
nervousness.
What's it called when you have dexterity?
Dexterity.
That's really
what's it called when you have dexterity?
Yeah, dexterity. Right. I should have put a space there between me saying that sentence.
And
figure out the answer by myself.
Ellipsis. There's an ellipsis in there somewhere.
What's it called when you have ... I've answered the question myself. Dexterity.
That's because you're so clever that you think of the answer before you've even finished the sentence.
Yeah,
time traveler. We're probably going to bring some songs.
Yeah, we will hopefully be having. Sometimes we bring a horn section, which is a bit special. We always, well, when we can, when he's available, when he allows us to bring him, we have Max Swag, our supreme trumpet player.
Wow, Max Swag.
But when he allows it, and only when he allows it, he lets us sometimes bring also a trombone player and a tuba player.
Or a sousaphonist. Sousaphonist is like a big pipe that goes around your body and then turns into a giant horn.
Ooh. Yeah.
Reminiscent of Britney Spears' VMA performance with the giant snake, but with a
exactly.
horn section.
Imagine Britney Spears covered in a snake going...
In fact, maybe we should get Ed to make a sousaphone that looks like... an anaconda.
Oh, and give him a Britney mic and make him wear flesh-coloured flares.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that might happen. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But otherwise,
probably won't as well, very similar.
Have you seen the lineup?
Yeah, it's mental.
Ooh, Grace Jones. You know?
Grace Jones.
Ooh. Am I right?
Wow.
It's unbelievable. He's done a really good job.
Wowzers.
Good job, Alex.
Yeah. Well done.
And he was just telling us that we're playing in like a hay bale fortress or something.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
fortress.
Dreams right. come true.
Like walls of hay bales.
Oh, rolling around in the hay.
Yeah.
I love a bit of rolling around in the hay. Should we play a little game with the boys?
I think we should.
Uh-oh. I think we should. Whoa.
Oh, is it take your trousers off?
This is a little game called Take Your Trousers Off.
Wet
boys.
T-shirt.
No, it is similar to that. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
That's a great sample.
Can you do that sample again, please?
Yeah, I can.
Desert Island Dicks.
Who's I like the that? Emphasis on the dicks.
That's Harley from Rizzle Kicks.
What?
Really?
Whoa.
Heard of it?
He's got a show on this station.
Can you prove
this?
It, though?
Yes,
can
he
you
does.
Prove it?
Can you prove it?
Can you prove it?
By just repeatedly
Desert
playing.
Island Dicks.
That's definitely him.
Sold. Just repeatedly playing it.
Let me just get my voice recognition software out.
Just get Shazam out, mate. He'll pick it up. So this is a game that Tom and I like to play on our radio show because we send you to a desert island. And on this desert island, we're sticking you with the worst song you can imagine being stuck on the desert island with. You're going to have to sort of answer and then deliberate and choose the song for Strong Asian Mothers on behalf of you guys.
Okay.
It's the worst song you can imagine being stuck with the rest of your life, and it's going to be over and over again, and you can never stop it.
You know, just
stop
on repeat.
How loud is it? How loud is it?
That just that pitch where you can't talk over it.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I have double problems there because I've got quite a deep voice in the club.
Oh gosh!
When I'm in the club,
do you think a higher pitch?
This was.
Should we go outside?
When I'm in the club.
Yeah. Say that. I just say that a lot. While I'm in the club. So what was your name? When I'm in the club. Okay. I don't want to drink. I didn't ask. I said when I'm in the club.
Oh yeah. So boys, what would be your
what would be your dick?
Desert Island Dicks.
No, it's not. You don't ask them what their dick is, Tom.
Okay.
Can I take
it's
my dick?
It's an organ.
Can I take my dick?
What to organ section.
Your dick can go, but right. that's you're lucky because not everyone.
Not
gets
everyone's
to dicks
gets to go. Fuck, I don't know, man. There are a lot of songs that I fucking hate.
I wonder if it would be worse.
Sorry.
I wonder if
that's good.
No names, obviously.
I wonder if it would be worse to have your favourite song.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Playing over and over for the rest of your life because you'd end up hating it, and
exactly.
then every your world would turn inside out.
This guy.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And so I already, one came straight to mind.
What was that?
Would I Lie to You with Charles Nedy.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Wow. Like I've listened to that song on repeat for hours at a time, but if I ever got sick of it,
it'd be heartbreaking.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to suggest maybe some Jeff Buckley.
Well, so, okay, here's.
You couldn't be on a desert island with Jeff Buckley. That'd be sad.
It would be sad. Although it might make me commit yeah, suicide.
Which is not good.
But if I'm going to be stuck on a desert island for the rest of my life listening to that song, maybe that's.
But I feel like you don't know that you're there forever because there's always a slight possibility.
Oh, there's hope.
I'm telling you because I'm, you know, a bit of a dick and I'm telling you in advance. but, you know, we can always make you forget when you go.
Yeah, you'll die there. You're definitely going to die
you're,
there. But
you're,
one way or another.
You will die on that island.
It could be like the Crazy Frog song.
Oh, my God.
That's a popular
one. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's too
you
obvious.
You should cover that.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Well, just you wait.
I'm a touch his nose next to the microphone.
Stand and calling. In a knowing way. 2017 Crazy Frog remix.
See if you can tap your nose so loudly the mic picks it up. There it is.
There it is. Let's do that for the rest of the interview. I think.
We're breaking boundaries here, guys.
So what are you going to go with for your
Desert Island Dicks?
I don't know. You didn't say a specific Jeff Buckley song.
Love You Should Have Come Over.
Oh, fuck, man. If I would...
I think that would... But do you know what? Crazy Frog probably takes the biscuit.
Well, on the basis that we would end up hating it. Because I already hate it.
Okay. I think that I'd end up...
But I'm sure loads of people have already done that.
Yeah.
Let's be
have
happy.
They have.
Oh, no, fuck that then.
I would hate to be stuck on a desert island with Love You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley because it would
it's
be...
too sad.
It's sad
it's
as
sad.
Fuck.
It's one of the best songs ever
written.
And we'd end up hating it.
And I'd end up getting sick of it, and I couldn't be able to deal with it.
You could maybe drink your own tears from all the...
You could.
And dehydrate yourself to death.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, because aren't tears not good for you to drink?
Yeah, it's no, like salty. Drinking seawater. Jesus Christ.
I mean,
don't you know anything about science?
I'm trying to help
Listen,
you,
Bear Grylls. thank you right so much, guys, for coming in to have a chat with us. Before we go, let's have a quick chat about the Animal EP, which is out now.
Yes.
Absolutely loving it. Tell me about the title first. Do you love animals? Is that why it's called the Animal EP?
Amr and I absolutely love animals.
We adore animals.
We really love animals. Kaleem can take him or leave him. In fact, Kaleem
had
a, a litter.
He hates them.
He had a litter of fox cubs in his garden at one point.
Yeah. And he chased them away.
He chased them away. I don't understand. I think one of them died and he didn't shed a tear.
And he took pictures of them from his window of like fox cubs bouncing around in his summery garden and posted it on Facebook and millions of people like, I love you, so fucking cute. And he was like, whatever.
Yeah, jeez, strange.
No,
I would pay money to be around fox
What's
cubs.
What's your best animal?
It's going to be a big
cat. That's my favourite question.
It's going to be an elephant or a big cat, I think.
Polar bear.
Tattooed on my arm.
Good one.
It's like cuddly, but would defeat my
Don't
enemies.
Watch Fortitude because a lot of polar bears die.
No, I can't.
Or any kind of BBC documentary on nature.
Yeah, anything to do with nature and BBC. No. Yeah.
I noticed also your mum's feature in the Sober video.
Yeah.
But only yours and Kalim's.
Yes.
That's the only video that's out at the moment for that EP. You're going to be releasing any more? I love it, by the way. I love all of your videos. The visuals are incredible. Are you going to be releasing any more videos from the EP?
Probably not from the EP. We don't have any money. It's always hard coming up with a good idea that you can do for free. Like, yeah. Sober was because Josh filmed me and Cushy being idiots at a festival, and we thought it'd be really funny to have our mums watching us being upset. And Don't Let Go, I remember Josh and I were in the car trying to think of an idea for a video. And I think it was like, what was the most inappropriate thing that we can think of? And we're like, well, loads of people came to your house for a birthday party, and you were just pissed off. And you're just really angry at them. And that
it was the most inappropriate reaction. Place to have a glum face.
To have a glum face, and it'd be like loads of people celebrating your birth, and you just going, I'm living with my life. So there were some ideas for animals. We are probably planning a video for our next single, though, which is coming out in April. So.
Oh, exciting. Yeah. Is that going to be part of a new album or a new EP? Or
it's going to be a standalone single.
Oh, exciting. Well, we've got that to look forward to in April. And also Stand and Calling. We're really excited. Fubar Radio are going to be coming down to see you. Yes. So we're very much looking forward to it, aren't we, Tom?
In the Hay Fortress.
In the Hay Fortress.
Hay prison, if that's officially called prison. Hay Fortress.
They don't let people out.
Oh, yeah. Once you're in.
I don't want to be let out.
Once you're in.
I don't want to be let out.
Cool.
We're going to play Sober now as a good link.
That's exciting. Thanks.
Would you guys please introduce it for us?
Okay.
One word each. Go.
Okay. This
is
Sober. Oh, we could have done that.
Yeah, let's go.
Do it again.
Hi.
I
am
Josh.
And
I'm a.
And
this
is
maybe
potentially
the
best
song
in
history.
Full stop.
That's not a word.
It's
called
something.
Yes.
To
do
with
sobriety.
In
fact,
it's
called
Sober.
Yay! Thank you so much, guys.
Wow!
Drag it out, guys.
Why? Fantastic drag out.
2 years later.
It's true that you're alone, free falling into a great unknown. Pray that you don't lose sight of hope. You leave a letter open by the door, so she can read your mind no more. Meaning that it's all you'll ever know. But don't shake the voice in the door. So she don't like you when she's sober. Said it over and over. She don't want no one to own it. Living just for the moment, so we flip flop, take it along. Now we skip, hop straight to the top. She don't like you when she's sober, just looking to get along. She don't really give you hope, but holding on to your toes. So we hit off, wait in the dark. Now it's tick tock, we're going up, up, up. Open up your eyes to an unexpected surprise. Meaning that it's all you fantasize. In the night and when the sun rises, it's even better turning over slow, so you can savor every moment of it before her senses come near and before it all becomes. She don't like you when she's sober. Said it over and over. She don't want no one to own it. Living just for the moment, so we flip flop, take it all. Now we skip, hop straight to the top. She don't like you when she's sober, just looking to get a love. She don't really give you hope, but holding on to your toes. So we get off, wait in the dark. Now it's tick tock, we're going up, up, up. Motion, get us all high, high. Motion till I fall.
meaning that it's oceans all the way till we are frozen by the end. You leave a letter open by the door. Ocean, be my love. Up against the up against the wall. Feels like it's me you wanna roll. But
presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
You see a DITC. It was crazy how massive the film 8 Mile was. And then to hear them use one of your instrumentals.
Cha-ching.
Oh yeah, I was definitely cha-chinging it because I didn't know it was in a movie. People was calling me, I think it's that Monday, and people was like, I know you got a stupid check from that. And I was like, they had contacted us about possibly putting something in their movie, but they never got back to me.
That's even more to you. You was like, yeah.
I was like, oh, really? But shout out to Eminem. Thanks.
Yeah.
Every Monday.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I should have left, but now I've stayed too long. And the picture in my head is getting lost. What have I done? I've cut it up your mind. Have you forgotten how you used to shine?
Not today.
Liv Dawson, our artist of the month. Who's going to be joining us next week live on the show.
She is indeed.
Why did you just shout month?
I was joining it in.
You were making that like a live drop.
Yeah, I was being your hype man.
Month. She is incredible and she's going on tour, so you can go and see her live throughout April and May, June. She's playing a few festivals, Barn on the Farm, Bushstock, Wildlife, Dot to Dot, Bristol and Nottingham and Manchester, and live at Leeds Festival.
That's a shit ton of festivals.
She's festivaling to the max. That track, Open Your Eyes, was produced by Guy Lawrence, aka one half of Disclosure. Interesting.
That is interesting.
And co-written with Osmosis, Open Your Eyes is a stunning latest entry in the series of tracks from the newly turned 18-year-old singer-songwriter. Can you believe?
They just get younger and younger. Be a toddler.
Oh, you're winning the last
request.
I am
bloody winning. I'm winning.
Can I just say that last week, the reason Tom won is because he asked his girlfriend to vote and Abby voted for him because Abby likes Tom better than she likes me.
Thing is, though, you told me you were going to ask Sam to vote and then I told you
I wasn't being serious. I'm not gonna
Well, you sounded serious, Harriet, so I took it seriously and now you're being all
Ooh. So head to the Twitter and vote
ballot. Whoever you
not
want
ballot.
It's actually pinned to the Twitter page on at Fubar Radio, so you can go and vote. You can either listen to
Yeah, I'm a deeper shade of blue
by Steps or by
does she
the
say,
Venger Boys.
Sorry, does she say that wrong?
What?
How do you say Ibiza?
I think she says Ibiza, doesn't she?
Play it again.
Ibiza. She says Ibiza.
It's very annoying.
She's probably more right than us, though,
yeah, I'm
right?
Sure she is, but it's when people say the words ever so slightly, I mean, that probably is the way to say it, so maybe I'm just being a daft.
Let's have another go. We're going to Ibiza. No, do you know what? I actually think that's the correct way to say it, Ibiza. I actually think in the... No, is it not? But actually Google
Ibiza.
It, because I think, honestly, in the language, it's actually Ibiza.
Ibiza.
In Spanish,
Ooh,
Ibiza.
I ordered
in
margarita,
fact,
Ibiza. Maybe.
That
I don't
was
know.
The worst joke I've
after,
ever heard.
After listening to both of those, I'm much more hyped for your choice than I am mine.
I think you're probably going to win, though, from the looks of it.
Well, it's still early days. We've still got a lot of time.
52 minutes to be precise. So should we do a bit of
banger, not ballad?
No, not that.
Music, news and reviews.
Yes, please. And this just in.
Oh, I thought you were going to go first. No. I think you should go first.
Yeah?
Go on. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
So we kicked off the show today with Stormzy's track Cold from his new album. He's just dropped the video for it. It is a lot of fun to celebrate gang signs and prayers going gold. Rhyming
hashtag
with cold.
Murky.
Yeah, hashtag murky. So when he released the track, released the album, it went straight to number one in the first week of release. Bing, bang, bong. And then Ed Sheeran knocked him off the top spot, but he didn't mind because he likes Ed Sheeran.
Do you think they got friends? Because, like, how did you think they started talking?
I kind of know, because Ed Sheeran is a really, really big producer and writer, and I think he in the same way as Drake, definitely approaches emerging talent that he thinks are really sick to work with him. Because if you look across the board at Ed Sheeran, everyone always thinks not many people realise how into hip hop he is, number one, and most recently grime, and he does a lot in the studio with artists like Stormzy and Skepta and stuff. So I think that's how it happened. That's my guess, though. I don't know that, for he didn't tell me that.
It sounds very thorough idea you have of it, so it's probably true.
Have you checked out the video for Cold? Because it's really cute.
Explain it to me as if I hadn't.
So it's directed by Floyd Saritu. I hope that I'm pronouncing that correctly. And it features some little sort of kings and queens and footballers, little kids basically playing around, having a laugh. And I just think you're cute, Stormzy, because you've got little kids in your video, and they're all doing like basically adult jobs as kids, and it's really cute.
It does sound nice.
You'd like Stormzy because Stormzy likes football.
Oh, and that's me all over. I love football. I love it, kicking it in the goal.
You do like football,
throwing
don't you?
I do like football.
Well, why are you taking the piss?
I'm not taking the piss. It's just because if someone likes football doesn't mean I'm gonna like him.
Okay.
I think he seems good. He's a good guy, but it's just not my jam.
Would you like to know why we're doing our last request for Steps and Venger Boys?
I have a feeling it's because they're going on a little bitty tour.
Indeed they are.
But is it quite big?
Indeed they are, Tom. It's, no, so basically, Steps, which, guys, can I just say, Tom is actually super pumped for the Steps tour, as am I. They're going, I thought you said you liked Steps, no? Wrong impression. Okay, I'm really excited for this tour.
You got
it's 20 years of Steps. Yeah, definitely. And they are doing a Scared of the Dark. Scared of the Dark is their new single, and they're doing a tour with the Venga Boys, who are supporting them.
They have a new single.
Yeah.
Is it out now?
Scared of the Dark. It's really good.
Is that not like a? Is that a cover or is that their own shit?
No. It's their song.
Are they doing this? Because, like,
they're completely going back to being like Steps, though. They're no different to what they were
before. So it's like bubblegum pop.
No, it's good pop.
But it's kind of bubblegum.
I mean, who are you to say?
Well, it's not a bad thing, bubblegum pop. But I'm just saying, because, like, Blink 182 is still write the same lyrics as they were done when they were young.
Exactly. It's like Blink 182.
But are they still writing the very similar kind of vibe? Because they're older now. They could be writing about being mums and dads.
No, they're writing about being scared of the dark, seriously.
They're not scared of the... Come on, girl. H, why are you scared of the dark, H? Ian Watkins.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Some people are scared of the dark.
Yeah, well, just saying. Think about it before you write the song, Steps. Fuck's sake. Carry on.
They're going to release a new album, and it's their first album since the year 2000.
Have we missed them?
I've missed them.
You've missed them, and that's the thing. Venga Boys have been touring non-stop since their back
I think
in the day.
So, yeah.
They have, though. They've been
they
going
do
to,
a lot
been...
of... We're going to Ibiza. I wonder if they've learnt to say Ibiza correctly.
I would love that if they just did. Ibiza and they...
Sorry.
That's very physical.
You just did a very non-radio friendly joke there. Just for me, which
just
is nice.
Just for you.
Nat, obviously, sadly, is no longer in the studio, but if she was here, she'd be very excited about this next bit of news. Ritual, who she likes a lot, who I like a lot as well. Tom hates them. No, you don't. I'm joking. Either. He doesn't. Have dropped a cover of Black's Loyal. And Black has commented on it saying he really likes it, which I think is really nice, because did you know, I didn't know this, but anyone can do like a cover of a song and release it, but the person who wrote it gets the money for the writing, and then they get I didn't realise that. And so they've done this, and he's given his seal of approval, which I think is quite a big thing when you don't ask the artist to give their seal of approval, than they have.
With that though, if you remix it enough, so it's, if you just sample the vocal,
yeah. No, they've re-sung
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just asking you as a DJ. To DJ.
DJ Khaled, yeah.
Yeah. If you just sample the vocal, did they get the royalties from that? Or do you... What's the kind of vibe with that?
Yeah, definitely. If you sample a vocal, that's... Oh, sorry, I got so excited I punched the mic. If you sample a vocal, you pretty much don't get any money. But you have to get permission. So, like, for example, we were going to talk a bit about Nicki Minaj later on the show. She did a diss track to... what was her name? It was written here, but it's gone. I'm not sure where that's gone. She did a diss track... We're Googling it. And the person he did the diss track for did the diss track and couldn't... and had to take it down because she did it on top of a song that she wasn't allowed to.
Oh.
So you have to have permission depending on the publishing rights of the song.
So, for example...
Remy Ma! Correct, Natalie.
For example, the Eamon song, you know, I don't know why. Remember that song?
Yeah. Will not have been written by him. So the publishing rights they could probably buy. So it's like... For example, with her, I'm sure if it wasn't a diss track, she'd have got away with it. But the person, I think it might have been, I can't remember who it was, the song was, but I think probably was a fan of Nicki Minaj, and they were like, no, can't use it.
Very interesting.
Anyway, that was a really vague story for you guys. So
I learned something from it, so now I know my diss track for you, I have to do something which people are going to allow me to do.
What's the diss track?
It's going to just be about things like you... not saying hello to him in a warm manner.
I can't wait for this really, really long, boring diss track. Will it be as good as the time I beatboxed? Probably not.
Wicka, wicka, wicka. Oh, you play it?
What, my beatbox?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
I thought that it actually wasn't that bad. Harriet Rose
Show. Harriet Rose Show. Lost it at the end. Really lost it at the end. Oh, that's good.
Did you say boots and cats? That's the.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you. Should we play a bit of Joey Badass?
Oh, please play that ass.
This is
badly.
Land of the
Joey.
Free.
Well, you're free now.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I think they don't truly understand me, you know? Because they don't. Can't change the world unless we change ourselves. Die from the sicknesses if we don't seek the health. All eyes be my witness when I speak what's felt. Full house on my hands, the cards I was dealt. 3 K's, 2 A's in America. I'm just a black spade spawned out the nebula. And everything I do will say today that's worthwhile. With assurance by your action and your first child, I begin my first now. Sometimes I speak and I feel like it ain't my words. Like I'm just a vessel channeling inside this universe. I feel my ancestors arrested inside of me. It's like they want me to shoot my chance and change the society. But how do I go about it? Tell me where I start. My destiny rerouted when I chose to follow heart. You told to follow suit, but tell me what it do for you. Except where you down, now you trapped inside the cubicle they built for us. The first step in the change is to take notice. Realize the real gains that they tried to show us. 300 plus years of them cold shoulders. Your 300 million of it still got no focus. Sorry America, but I will not be your soldier. Obama just wasn't enough, I need some more closure. And Donald Trump is not equipped to take this country over. Let's face facts, cause we know what's the real motives. In the land of the free is for the freeloaders. Leave us dead in the street to be the organ donors. They disorganized, my people made us all loners. Still got the last names of our slave owners. In the land of the free is for the freeloaders. Leave us dead in the street to be the organ donors. They disorganized, my people made us all loners. Yeah. We can't change the world unless we change ourselves. Die from the sicknesses if we don't seek the help. All eyes be my witness when I speak what's felt. Full house on my hands, the cards I was dealt. 3 K's, 2 A's in America. I'm just a black spade born out the nebula. And everything I do is say today that's worthwhile. With assurance by your action. Hold up, yeah. Trickery in the system, put my niggas in prison. All our history hidden, ain't no liberty given. We all fit the description of what the document's written. We been lacking the vision and barely making a living. We too worried to fit in, while they been benefiting. Every time you submit it, we all guilty admitted. The law won't get you acquitted, but use the effort for forgiveness. Put opiates and syringes, then inject his religion. Now many times I gotta tell you I'm a man in the mission. Many times I gotta tell you I don't need no permission. A human with supervision, ain't no living condition. I'm reaching out to my children, just hoping that they will listen. Start a new coalition against corrupt politicians. It's not enough out the prison. Too many murder convictions. Nothing family evicted. Nothing black man the victim. That's as real as it's getting. You should take recognition. In the land of the free is for the freeloaders. Leave us dead in the street to be the organ donors. They disorganized, my people made us all loners. Still got the last names of our slave owners. In the land of the free is for the freeloaders. Leave us dead in the street to be the organ donors. They disorganized, my people made us all loners. Yeah. We can't change the world unless we change ourselves. Die from the sicknesses if we don't seek the help. All eyes be my witness when I speak what's felt. Full house on my hands, the cards I was dealt. 3 K's, 2 A's in America. I'm just a black spade spawned out the nebula. And everything I do is say today that's worthwhile. With assurance by your action and your first child. Yeah.
Land of the Free, Joey Badass.
Bad ass.
Boom! We thought we'd let them have that little musical interlude at the end there.
Harriet, can I interrupt you there?
Mm-hmm.
We've had a competition running. I want to know who's won these bloody tickets.
So we've
these
been
fucking tickets.
So we've
tell
been-
me, please. Oh.
So we've been chatting about the Mighty Hoopla Festival for a little while now. Really excited to announce that Years and Years are going to be headlining. And we are lucky enough to be giving away 3 pairs of tickets. And we have the winners.
Ooh, can we do a drum roll internally?
Good job, B.
That's all I've got. Okay, so the winners are... Number one, Stuart Taylor, you have got 2 tickets
to go to
the Mighty Hoopla Festival, June 4th, Victoria Park. Borja Valladolid, you have got 2 tickets to go to Victoria Park for the Mighty Hoopla Festival.
Go, Borja!
And Suzette Wells, congratulations. Unfortunately, none of them could join us on the phone because they're all busy actually doing real jobs. But we're going to give them a well-deserved break on June the 4th, and they're going to be able to see people like Sophie Ellis-Bextor. All Saints, Ray, Old Dirty Bastard.
Charlotte Church.
Old Dirty Bastard, sorry. Not going to see Old Dirty Bastard because he's not alive.
Oh.
So there we go. Alma, who we had on the show last week.
She will dye a hair blonde for you.
Yes, she will. And Years and Years. That was a good bit of knowledge from you.
Been listening to it a lot.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Guys, don't forget to head to the FUBAR Facebook, FUBAR Twitter, at FUBAR Radio, and vote. Would you rather have...
Yeah, I'm a deeper shade of blue.
Steps, Deeper Shade of Blue for your last request, or...
We're going to Ibiza.
Venga Boys, We're Going to Ibiza. Tough one. Real tough one.
I mean, what's the scores currently? I want to see the scores. Am I still winning? I'm on edge.
I don't know, Tom.
Can't you look?
No.
I'll look.
No, I'm not going to look because I think it's more exciting to wait till the
competition finishes. We'll do that then.
Well, I think we can celebrate the win of Borgia Stewart and Suzette.
Suzette really deserved it.
Yeah, Tom's still winning. Stewart, Borgia and Suzette for their win of... By playing a bit of Years and Years, I think. How do you feel about that?
I think they deserve it.
This is their one of their biggest singles, I think. King by Years and Years.
I caught you watching me.
Presents The Hannah Whitten Show. Today I have with me Jazza John.
I do quite enjoy somebody who is lather vocal.
We were talking about the screaming thing, and then later someone tweeted me being like, just wait until you have kids and you have to have silent sex.
Just soundproof the kids' room. Or earplugs. That's fine.
Play,
that's what my parents did.
Like the Harry Potter audiobooks in their ears as they go to sleep.
Oh my god, that's exactly what my parents did.
They were fucking!
Genuinely, that was a penny drop. Wow, my whole childhood.
They were fucking!
Every Wednesday. The Hannah Whitson Show. From 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Lovely song, bit of a banger, bit of a tasty banger we have there. Enjoyable song. Are you going to say anything, Tom, or is it just silent but deadly from you today?
I was just...
Definitely not a minute ago, but now it's silent but deadly.
I was just feeling the mood.
Feeling the mood of...
The banger.
The banger. In a minute, we've got Tom Parker of The Weeknd.
Big
the
week
of the weekend of The Wanted, former member of The Wanted, on to chat about his brand new starring role in Grease the Musical.
What's your favourite Grease song? Who's your favourite Grease character,
Harriet? Rizzo.
Rizzo. I like Frenchie. Always like Frenchie.
Yeah, Frenchie's nice.
And Kinnicky.
Kinnicky is a good person as well.
Yeah, that's
no one
I
ever
think.
Likes the main people, do they? Like, but actually, they're the best.
Are they the best though?
Yes, they are.
I think so. I would want to, if I was going to play them, I'd want to play Danny Zuko.
Yeah.
Obviously, as a woman playing Danny Zuko, but.
Has the best songs.
Yeah. And he's like the heartthrob, so win-win. Yeah,
totally. I completely agree.
I think it'd be very difficult to play. I don't know. For me, it would be difficult to play Sandy.
Yeah.
Good old Sandy.
Did you prefer nice Sandy or rock and roll sexy Sandy?
Oh, no, nice Sandy every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day. Yeah, basically, it's... I really want to go and see... You're a fan of musicals, right?
I am.
Have you been to see Grease before?
I've only seen school productions of it.
School production?
I was an Ugly Sister once in Cinders. But more a pantomime rather than a musical, though. See, now I would love to do all that, but I wasn't cool then, and I was just...
I don't know how cool... Like, I did a lot of musical theatre. I don't know how cool it made me.
No, but I mean, like, I think it's cool now. I like the idea of doing it now. But back then, I'd be like, oh, it's like football. I like this. So I wouldn't... I wasn't keen then. I should have done it. I regret it.
You regret it?
Yeah.
You might have been shit. Maybe we don't regret that you didn't do it.
But I might have been the belle of the ball. I could have been playing Danny Zuko. No, hey?
I don't think you would have. Also, I was a big fan of The Wanted. Big, big fan of The Wanted.
What song was the song that you liked the most?
All Time Low.
Ooh.
What about you, Tom?
Glad You Came.
Very good.
Glad You Came.
Very good. Tom wins again. Oh, with his song. I thought everyone just loves Tom today. It's absolutely...
What do you mean today?
Yes.
I'm a running theme.
Should we play a bit more music before we get the lovely... Tom in.
Okay,
Tom?
I want you to play a song that makes you feel like you're on a beach far away, but you're still stressing out about work at home.
I don't understand that. So
have you got a song that evokes that?
Yeah, I'd say so.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to play it.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Parker of The Wanted joins us on the line right now to chat about his brand new starring role in Grease the Musical. How's it going, Tom?
I'm very good, yourself?
Very, very well. Very excited to hear what it's like to be Danny Zuko, because I've kind of always wanted to be Danny Zuko too.
It's pretty scary, to be honest with you, because like, they're such iconic roles, and it's like, oh God, am I going to do it good? But, you know, so far so good. I still feel like I'm easing into it a little bit, but it's yeah, it's been such a cool role to try and step into.
Well, of course, you've only been doing it since last Friday. Last Friday was your first performance, right?
Yeah, it was.
Did you feel, was it that, I mean, I feel nervous just asking you this question, but how genuinely scary was it first walking out on that stage?
Yeah, it was pretty scary, to be honest. The thing is, I've performed in front of so many audiences, but I think, I remember that first time that we performed with The Wanted, and we came up for the stage at Summertime Ball, and it was, I genuinely have never been more petrified, and it was that exact same feeling. I think it's just that fear of the unknown. So I was like, oh God, I'm cacking myself here. I think once you get that out of the way, I feel like then you can really think about like your performance, and then I think it started to come a lot more natural now, you know, instead of thinking about, right, I've got to step here at this time and I've got to move there at this time. I think it just becomes second nature.
And, you know, you transition from being, you know, in a heartthrob boy band where you're obviously dancing and singing on stage, so it's not hugely far removed, but there must have been a big transition from that to Grease.
Yeah, it was. It was totally different. I think this is a lot more disciplined. There's a lot of discipline in musical theatre. In The Wanted, we kind of could get away with pretty much doing whatever we wanted. But with this, there's, you know, it's, be it rehearsals on time, and, you know, be it a warm-up on time, and, you know, you're on stage at 7:30. So it is very disciplined, which I kind of needed in my life, to be quite honest with you. Well, I feel like the last 5 years was pretty undisciplined.
But I think, you know, a bit of both in your life is important. You've got to have the balance of undisciplined and just straight up naughtiness as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like we all, as a cast and stuff, we all go out on a Saturday and we all let our hair down because we get Sunday off. So, everyone comes in on Monday and like, how are you feeling? Still maybe a little bit ropey from Saturday, but we're getting there.
And I think, I guess with musical theatre is actually if you do sort of run to the other side of the stage or something or step in the wrong place, it can be a little bit more catastrophic than if you do that with The Wanted, because you're just running around sort of on the stage doing whatever you want, aren't you?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, like, you know, if you do something like out of the ordinary, it really throws everyone off, you know, because everyone's used to the routine and they're used to how it kind of, how the show like runs and, you know, throughout the two acts. So if you do something that catches someone off guard, it immediately throws them and they're like, oh my God, I don't even know my line. I don't know what my line is. It happened to me the other day and someone did something different. I was like, oh my God, what's the next bit? It's little things like that that can really throw you. I mean, in the band, it was just pretty much, yeah, lads, just get on the stage and jump around for 45 minutes and look attractive.
Have a good
time.
Which
we struggled at with the best of times, to be honest.
You definitely didn't. You did a great job.
Thanks.
Do you kind of throw in a few of those random, because I know you said it happened to you the other day, but sometimes do you just throw in a little spanner in the works and just do something random just to kind of keep everyone awake on the stage? Because I know sometimes when you get into the rhythm of doing stuff, it's actually quite fun to just put a random spanner in the works and do something to make.
Well, funny enough, actually, so I, in one of the scenes, I sit next to Marty, it's just before we do We Go Together, and there's a scene going on in front of us, and every night we come up with a new story about how I met Sandy, and it keeps us genuinely entertained like every single night. So we're 5 nights in now, so I genuinely look forward to that part of the show every night, like, oh, what am I going to say to her today?
Also, where's that story going to go? I'm excited to know. I want you to come back on at the end of the tour and tell me actually where that story ended up going, because I really
definitely will. I definitely will.
Do you miss The Wanted Boys? Are they going to be coming down to see you in Grease?
Yeah, do you know what? I miss them because we spent, you know, five years of our lives living in each other's pockets. Yeah, I miss, you know, that being with the boys, and like they became like, you know, best mates and brothers. So I miss that. But, you know, at the other end, I think you have to branch out and try new things sometimes, and I'm genuinely loving what I'm doing at the moment. So yeah, and I think I spoke to Jay last week and he said he's going to come down, I think, to Oxford maybe in a couple of weeks. I think a couple of the other boys are going to come. I think they're coming back from America. They're living out there at the moment. So yeah, I think everyone will get a chance to see it at some point. Like, we're on tour for a year, so can't really miss it. No excuses.
No excuses, definitely. And you must have watched, Tom, you must have watched Grease as a youngster, right? What bit of the show, because obviously I'm sure the live stage version is slightly different, but what bit of this show were you most excited about recreating as Danny Zuko?
Do you know what? The Grease lightning scene's pretty good. It's a pretty good scene, actually. Because, I don't want to give too much away, but there's like this big transformation that happens within the theatre show. So it's pretty cool, actually, because like all the lights go down and then it's like, whoa, and everyone's genuinely shocked every night at that scene. So it's a really cool scene, and you get to do like, you watch the audience do the moves that everyone's really familiar with, you know, with the arms and stuff. So yeah, I think that's really cool, actually.
I think that would be my most excited scene as well.
Yeah, it is. It's such a good, fun scene. I mean, by the end of it, I genuinely feel like I'm, like, nearly passing out. Because it's so energetic. Like, from start to finish, that whole scene is, like, full on. And then, yeah, so by the end, I'm like, oh, my God, I definitely feel like I'm going to pass out. But it's good, though. It's a really good scene.
And really important question here now. Do you get to keep your T-Birds jacket?
Do you know what? I'm not too sure about that. But even if they say no, I'm definitely going to do it anyway.
Just take
100%.
It. 100%.
Just take it. Yeah, definitely.
Just take it. You've got to have that.
I will.
We're really excited for when you come to London. You're coming to the new Wimbledon Theatre, and that's between the 24th of April and the 29th of April. You guys can go and get your tickets from www.atgtickets.com, but you can also get all the information you need from www.greasethemusical.co.uk and follow at Grease Musical for more info. Tom, before you go, we play a little game on the show.
Cool.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game,
love it.
In this game, Tom, I've got to send you to a desert island. I'm really sorry. And on this desert island, I'm sticking you with one song that you have to listen to for the rest of your life, non-stop, on repeat.
Okay.
What would be, Tom Parker, what would be your desert island dick?
Oasis, Champagne Supernova.
And now, is that because you hate it, or is that because you just couldn't, it's a good song, but you can't listen to it forever?
I mean, I genuinely love that song, and I could genuinely listen to it forever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love it. I love that song.
Well, everyone does. It's a massive song. We've also, by the way, had loads of amazing tweets for you. There's loads of your fans are listening in Mexico, absolutely loving it. So we're thank you to them for listening in. And we absolutely love you for coming on and having a chat with us, Tom. We look forward to seeing you guys. You can go and find all the information for the whole tour online on the website for the Grease the Musical. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks very much, Harriet.
We're going to play a bit of Glad You Came, because why not? We absolutely love it on this
show. Love it. Get ourselves in the summer vibe, because summer is coming.
Yes, Tom. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks, Harriet. Bye.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink, drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away, away from us, so stay. Stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came. Cast a spell on me,
the sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink, drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away, away from us, so stay. Stay with me, I can make, make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. So glad you came. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. Came.
Came. Okay. The Wanted, glad you came. Thank you so much to Tom Parker of The Wanted for coming on and chatting about Grease the Musical.
What a bloody gentleman.
Very excited to go and see that. Go and find all the information. You can follow them at Grease Musical on Twitter and find all the information on there. It's coming very close to the end of the show. We've had a lovely, lovely show. Thank you to all our guests, Alex Trenchard, founder and festival director of Stand and Calling, Strong Asian Mothers, and Tom Parker from The Wanted. We've got the lovely Liv Dawson coming in next week, who's our Artist of the Month. So she's going to be completing March with us next week on our last show of March.
That's a nice way of saying it. Complete, yeah. Complete in March.
And then we'll be announcing the next Artist of the Month, which is even more exciting.
Can you give us a clue?
No.
Oh, we'll have to wait.
No, I'm not going to tell you. But Tom and I have done a new video, which you can check out tomorrow.
Yeah. When, what time is it going out?
I don't
let's
know.
Let's say
I don't.
9 8. No, we'll
it'll probably go out some point tomorrow between naught and naught.
Yes, between midnight and midnight.
Exactly.
But it's going to be a doozy.
And thank you to everyone who entered the Mighty Hoopla competition.
As well as thanking everyone who voted for our little competition we're having between us. It's very bloody close. There's still time for it to swing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it. I need to get an update. We're going to get an update now of where we stand with the competition. Is it still the same, girls? No.
Oh, God.
53% to Tom. Okay. Ooh. Well, we're going to... What time should we wait till? Because it's... We still got 10... not 10 minutes. Like, we'll wait until 53?
Yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah? Are you sure?
That's, they give 5 minutes. Any last vote's going to make a big difference in this. You know? It's a big, big deal right now.
For those of you who don't know what the voting is, it's for either... Going to Ibiza, Venga Boys, or I'm a deeper shade of blue. Deeper Shade of Blue by Steps.
I really want to hear their new song, weirdly, now.
Well, I was going to play it last week, but we didn't have time. And then they played it on the opening of Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang's show.
Oh, there you go. Reminded to listen to them after us.
Yeah, I think I think it's a very good song, and I think you should listen to it.
I'm excited. So yeah, bubblegum pop, but that's fine because everyone likes bubblegum. I like the bubblegum chewing gum flavour.
I love bubblegum chewing gum flavour.
Yeah, we are bonding over this.
No, I'm not bonding with you at all.
I am bonding with you. Bondage. How was your trip?
Oh gosh, we haven't talked about my trip.
And that was a big old deal.
Do you know what? I'm going to save it and I'm going to do it next. I'm going to talk about it next week because it's a big whopper of a chat about it.
Give me two words to sum it up.
Absolutely fantastic. I was going to add a word in the middle of there, but you only gave me two, so I thought slim it down.
The pictures look very good.
I mean, I'm good at an Instagram pic, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't necessarily mean I had a nice time. But in this instance, I did actually have a nice time.
Well, I'm glad.
It actually does say on the notes here, don't forget Harriet Review of Venice.
And we fucking did.
We did.
Oh, we're unpredictable.
We're very unpredictable. Yeah, I'm a deeper shade of blue. That's how unpredictable I am. If I don't win, I'm just going to play that like 5 times in a row so I feel like I have heard it. I mean, I think this one is a banger too. We're going to Ibiza. You can still vote. Hashtag last request on the FUBAR Radio Twitter.
Good job, B.
The more you play that, the more I think that song going to Ibiza would be my Desert Island Disc.
Oh, Dick, you mean.
Dick.
You're not on Radio 4, sweet pea.
Oh, not yet. Oh. But that would be... Oh. As in, oh. No. As in, me be a guest on...
You're going to get fired.
As in a guest on it, not as in a presenter.
Sure.
Fuck it. And I'll be on there talking about FUBAR, if anything, so...
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, you're not going to be talking about anything because you're going to be fired when you leave here. Not by me.
Not by you. You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't. I'm not that kind of person.
No, you're not.
Because I'm not the boss.
Well, that's true.
I am that kind of person in that I would fire you if I could.
But you know,
fire you right out the firing range.
We didn't even talk about my interesting story about David Bowie.
You can talk about it.
Well.
You've got 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Well, David Bowie has been given his own stamps, a whole collection of stamps to like mark the great man's work, really. So it's got him as Ziggy Stardust, Aladdin Sane. And people have thought it would be a wise idea because, you know, he's a very kind of space age kind of chap.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put the stamps these big helium balloons and send them out into space.
That's amazing.
If the balloon popped, obviously they would just float around. Yeah.
It'd just be popped, yeah. It'd be dead, there'd be no balloon.
I like the idea of it, they keep floating and then an alien finds it and he's like, oh, because he needed a stamp.
I think
to
that
post his letter.
Aliens must find our balloons sometimes because there's anomalies for everything, right? So there must sometimes be a balloon that just literally
keeps going.
But maybe physically it can't happen, maybe actually biologically that can't happen, chemically.
I feel like it definitely couldn't. Because like your eyes pop out of your skull, like, as we know from every cartoon, so imagine a balloon wouldn't
or
survive.
Or from Total Recall featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you seen that?
I haven't actually.
Have you not? It's one of the best films of all time.
I will watch it and I'll give you a review.
Oh my God. Tom is on 51%. Excuse me. We're not announcing the winner yet.
We've got 1 minute.
You guys are not... They're not very nice to me. I'm just not going to do this show anymore. It's not that fun. It's just like, oh, Tom's great. Tom wins. Probably because Abby and Nat have voted for him.
We've got 4 minutes until we're announcing. So we've...
Yeah. We can announce on the noggin, but I think you're probably going to win.
It's 1%. It's literally one vote will sway.
I think you're probably going to win. Even if... So if one more vote happened, though, wouldn't it be 50-50? Well, it's 51% to 49%.
It must be, yes.
So what would happen then?
Banger. Not ballot.
By the way.
I'm trying to unvote for mine to vote for yours, but it's not working.
No, don't. It's okay. You don't have to give me a pity vote.
No, because I don't want to hear the song I picked.
Oh.
I would rather hear your song.
No, it is a good song. I think they're both good songs, but I know what you mean. We're going to Ibiza is a little bit like, oh, stressful.
Do you think Venga Boys, when they perform, are they a band or are they...
So good question. I don't know. So good.
Thank you.
I think we should go to the Steps concert and we'll be able to know.
Are they playing any festival, Steps?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not their manager.
I feel like
they're playing Glastonbury. No, they're not. Nat just told me Glastonbury were here, but they're not. I would pay a lot of money. I mean, I'm going to Glastonbury anyway, but I would pay again to see Steps.
Chaz and Dave played Glastonbury 1 year, so I mean, anything's possible.
Did you go and see them?
I've never been to Glastonbury. I'd love to go. So if there's any tickets anywhere...
Buy one, you...
I will buy you. I won't buy you.
You wouldn't buy a ticket?
I would buy a ticket. Because that's one festival that you have to do.
Because I'm sorry, you're not Kanye West. I'm not sure they're going to give you a freebie.
No?
No?
Are you...
Right, we're 2 minutes away from...
Banger, not ballad.
It's very, very close.
It's very tense in the studio.
I feel tense. More because I know that I think, although you want to win, I think you'll probably want to hear my song more than you want to hear yours.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you win some, you lose some. Also, I've queued them both up, so it's going to be on the long. Thank you so much to all of our guests again for coming in on the show. Alex Trenchard's going to be back in the studio in a few weeks to talk about the comedy lineup, which is going to be announced. I think more people are being announced in the next couple of weeks, which is exciting. Because you like comedy stages, don't you?
I think it's just when you're hanging out your ass and you're like, you kind of hating life a bit. If you go there, a bit of light relief, get some food, sit down, enjoy the comedy. But listen to it. Don't just chat all the way through.
That's rude if you do that.
Oh, it does me nothing.
I think it's rude to do that anywhere, including sort of festival, including performances. I mean, festival performance is a little bit different because obviously the stage is massive. But I do feel upset when you're in like a small room and someone's performing and it's like, I'm going to talk really loudly over here about things that you don't want to listen to.
Or just cackling in the background. It's like, oh, cackle in a different pub when there's not a live band on.
Unless it's a comedy show, in which case, cackle away.
Oh, please do.
Cackle
Bring
away.
Your cackles.
Right, it's 55. So at 56, I think we should call it on the Twitter. I don't think we can actually find out. Oh, I can find out here.
You can.
It's still 51, guys. So we're gonna in 30 seconds. I'm actually on it now. It's still 51. Tom wants Venger Boys, Harriet wants Steps.
37 votes have been cast.
Do you know what? I think it's a toughie because if people had known the choice of songs, Abby, I'm not saying anything, but I probably would have won. No, I wouldn't have. I'm never going to win this. I've resigned to the fact that I'm going to lose every single week.
I think it's fair enough. I won last week because they're cheering the new song. People want to hear the new
shit. Yeah. That makes sense.
But this one, I'm a bit like, I don't know what.
I'm worried that people don't like Steps, you know?
Nah.
Guys, 10 seconds. You've got 10 seconds to vote. 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nearly there. Refreshing the page one more time. Guys.
I'm so excited.
Tom, I'm going to call it. You're the winner. Congratulations.
By one vote.
Yeah, but I think
Bloody heck.
Venger Boys. Go on, do you want to talk about your song? Talk us through your choice.
Has been doing my head in when we've been listening to the little clips throughout the show. But this is Venger Boys, who will be going on tour with Steps. So if you like that kind of thing, go!
Just going
to
put this in.
Yeah, I'm a deeper shade of blue.
Kind of represents how you feel now.
Yeah, I'm more than a deeper shade of blue. I really wanted to play that plea because I wanted to reenact the video because I don't know if you've seen it, but it's fabulous.
I feel like...
Go and catch Steps on tour, though, because 20 years of Steps, I mean, come on, kids.
That's a whole lot of Steps.
Right, shall we say bye, Tom?
Yes, let's say bye to these listeners.
We have really enjoyed the show, so thanks very much for listening. Alex Trenchard, Strong Asian Mothers, and Tom Parker for coming in and having chats with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Harriet, on our show.
Please introduce your song, Tom.
This is my favourite song by Venger Boys. It's going to Ibiza.
This is Captain Kim speaking.
Yeah, what is it? Ibiza.
Beza.
Bye.
Bye, yeah. Because we're going to...